from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village. Hello, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another musical trip around the world. We'll open today's program with the Asmara All-Stars. They hail from the East African nation of Eritrea, and they combine traditional Horn of Africa music with more contemporary influences such as R&B, soul, and reggae. This is a track from their 2010 release, Eritrea's Got Soul, and this piece will feature Adam Hamid on vocals. It's called Inedir.
Evara manda veto ya felawi brei amini Babur varid moya azra joba mona tediya ti vazarda yam babro irtigamni Tidiya di vazarda yam babro irtigamni Thank you.
That's music of the Caribbean Jazz Project. The original formation of CJP, Dave Samuels, marimba and vibes, Andy Norell, steel drums, the Cuban sax and clarinet master Poquito de Rivera, Dario Eskenazi, piano, Oscar Stagnaro, bass, and Mark Walker, drums. From the album Island Stories, we heard Shadow Play. I had a chance to see Caribbean Jazz Project perform live here in upstate New York many years ago, but it was a different version, a later formation of Caribbean Jazz Project, still with Dave Samuels on marimba and vibes. Before that, some beautiful choral music from the South Pacific, from Western Samoa, from a compilation called Music from Western Samoa, from Conch Shell to Disco. It came out in the early 80s on Smithsonian Folkways. These recordings were made by the Dutch husband and wife team of Ad and Lucia Linkels, who spent their entire lives documenting the music and culture of the Pacific region. We listened to a piece performed by a mixed choir of men and women of the Malua district, Upolu. It was entitled Pese o le Fa'aulufalega. It's a sacred song of sorts, this type of song performed at the dedication of a new church building, this particular performance marking the dedication of the Ayome Vilianu building in Apia, the Western Samoan capital. And we started the set with the Asmara All-Stars from Eritrea and the album Eritrea's Got Soul. We listened to Inadir. We'll begin this set with Algerian songstress Soad Massi. She began her musical career performing in a political rock band, and she ultimately left Algeria amidst death threats because she dared to perform Western music in an Islamic state that was very oppressive, especially toward women performers. She has gone on to release several albums with diverse influences, including alternative rock and even American country, but still with some traditional North African and Middle Eastern influences as well. This is a track from her album O Hauria. It's entitled Kin Kun Alik Ebaida. I'm Many of you probably recognized that. That was indeed Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones classic, obviously not played by the Stones, but rather by the members of Zampogne Orchestra, named for the zampogna, which is the Italian variant of the bagpipe. In traditional Italian culture, the zampogna is primarily played only during the Christmas season, but in recent years, many new Italian folk groups have taken the zampogna and employed it in more secular settings, such as the case with Zampogne Orchestra and their CD Bag to the Future, bag as in bagpipe. They cover not only Satisfaction from the Stones, but also a couple of Beatles songs, Help and With a Little Help from My Friends, as well as other pop and rock classics from around the world. This is an excellent CD if you're interested in bagpipe music and Italian bagpipe music in particular, as you get to hear multiple zampogna players in all their glory. Before that, Carlos Guedes, a harpist from Venezuela, who now resides in Houston, Texas. He released two albums in the early 90s, combining South American rhythms with contemporary jazz. From the first of those two albums, Churun Meru, with his group Desvio, we listened to Carlos Guedes and the piece The Cat from Caracas. Before that, more choral music, this time from the members of the Lithuanian ensemble Vidraga and their album Pixirnis. It was a piece entitled Kumo Suicida. This album is dedicated to traditional Lithuanian folk songs and dances that were composed during the first part of the 20th century, and the members of the ensemble Vidraga doing an excellent job in remaining true to form when performing these authentic Lithuanian folk pieces. And we began the set with some contemporary music from Algeria from singer-songwriter Soad Massi and her album O Hauria. We listened to Kin Kun Alik Ibaida. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin our concluding set for this hour with Canadian singer, violinist, and pianist Sara, S-O-R-A. According to her website, her music is defined as New World music, but she says in her biography that she often has a hard time classifying her music. Sometimes she calls it neoclassical, sometimes contemporary Celtic. I'd say all of those titles apply, and she has a beautiful voice. I would compare her style to that of Lorena McKennitt, so if you enjoy pristine singing in that vein, you'll definitely enjoy Sara's music. This is a track from her album Heartwood. It's called Children of Lear.
Take flight o'er the hills. Be- Ononeke vyosi mdenda kupango kuvanjo kuria Ochiria morange mukarile Okurila kakuyo volo manu vafa Ochiria morange mukarile
Tiga tiga tito,
Esanju,
tiga tiga tito,
Lombongo.
gădit-o. Hamolangi, upeton jala, jala iva la vimo. Thank you.
That's music from a 1972 recording. At the time of its release, many considered it to be a groundbreaking album. It was a pioneering album in what would come to be known as world jazz. The group, Oregon, the original quartet that was Oregon, Ralph Towner on guitar and piano, Glenn Moore, bass, Paul McCandless, oboe and English horn, and the late Colin Walkett on sitar and global percussion. All of the members of Oregon were part of another pioneering world jazz outfit just a few years earlier, the Paul Winter Consort. From Music of Another Present Era, we heard North Star. Before that, from Angola, the Kafala brothers, José and Moises Kafala, respectively. Their music is tinged with a sort of bitter sweetness, especially when singing about their native country, which was ravaged by 3 decades of civil war. From their album Salipo, or Goodbye, on which they sing in both the Kimbundu and Umbundu languages of Angola, as well as Portuguese, we heard Catito, and we began the set with Canadian songstress Sara, whose music is equally influenced by Celtic and classical traditions. From her album Heartwood, we heard Children of Lear, no doubt referring to County Lear in Northern Ireland. And that will wrap up this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. It's been a pleasure. Join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.